It's Drive By with Colm Hayes. John and Edward are here.
Hey, everyone, driving in your car. We hope you had a great day at work, whatever you're up to, whatever's been going on. You're here, Colm Hayes, the coolest radio DJ in the world.
Yeah, how are we?
Great to see you.
You know, we've kind of been in hiding. We've actually just came out for the day
just to say hello to you because you called us.
I know.
And we came like superheroes to save the day.
We should have a sort of a light, and it's the Jedward heads up in the city. And when you see that light,
Jedward are roaming across the city making things better.
Or like or maybe we have like a flag that like says that Jedward are in Ireland.
Yes.
Then we raise a flag at Dublin Castle. Like the Queen is in residence.
I don't think we're in America all the time. Sometimes you get comments on Twitter like, when do you come back to Ireland? Like, we're always in Ireland. We're always somewhere somewhere.
But I think your
hair looks good, Colm.
Thanks very much.
It's like all silky smooth and.
Well, do you know what, actually? And this is the first thing I really want to ask you. The hair, you guys have completely changed the whole hair look.
No, we still have spiky hair. It's like we just have a flat today just for you.
Because I haven't seen it spiky in a while.
Calm. It's so weird because like when we used to go on TV shows, everyone used to always talk about our hair. It was always like, what's going on with the hair? Yeah. How do you get it so spiky? And now like Niall from One Direction has our hair, Miley Cyrus has our hair, so it's kind of become more mainstream, so it's not as crazy as it used to be. It's more a normal thing.
So
I feel like we broke the boundaries for hair, okay? I feel like back in the day people were like, whoa, your hair is freakishly tall.
But it did actually get real tall. We didn't notice how tall it was until we got a cut.
Our hair was taller than our actual face.
So are you saying, it was actually, when you think about it.
So we're not going to get to that stage again.
So are you saying now that Jedward are done with the hair? Is that the headline?
No, well, not done with her hair.
Hair today, gone tomorrow?
I think. I remember we were on Jonathan Ross.
I want to go our hair massive. I want to go crazy stuff with our hair.
Do you know Jonathan Ross?
His last
broadcast on BBC, we gave him like this plaque that said that hair today, gone tomorrow.
Ah, all right, okay,
But anyway, it's all good. Okay.
He's nice hair.
Yes.
Ross has nice hair.
But anyway, doing our spiky hair, it really works for like Singapore and China. They start playing like our music videos on MTV China. And
like in China, they actually have they're on TV talking to us all the time. You can go on YouTube and type in Jedward China and all these people talking in China and saying all this crazy stuff.
Because usually you have to go to countries to launch there and they just play our music
and they're really excited. All the record labels like in China, Asia, Indonesia, all those countries, all those really, really big markets, they all want to launch our new album and everything.
There's a couple of billion people in China who are now just getting to hear about Jedward.
I know, so they're playing
Jawad.
Yes. A lot of love in China, okay? But it's all good because it's like, I know like people even in Ireland, we've been here for like 5 years, okay? But like, it's all good. It's all up and coming and new, and you got to keep fresh the whole time. You got to keep living for the memories and keep doing your thing and keep making new music all the time and keep going out.
See, I've been told that the single is in number one in MTV China.
Yeah.
So it means it's getting how many plays a day?
It's getting a lot of plays out there. I'm not sure if it's number one. It's up there in the top five, I think.
Somebody just said to me, it's getting the most plays. Number one or number three. Let's go with number one. Number one in China, Jedward here. There's loads I want to talk to you about, so stay where you are. And also, you've got a couple of gigs coming up. So can we give away a couple of tickets?
So what I'm thinking of
doing is, somebody will win one set of tickets. And what I want to do, because whenever you guys are on, we get the quirkiest messages from people and the quirkiest texts. So I want people to send in the quirkiest question for Jedward.
We'll go on our Twitter right now and tweet it.
So tweet it at Colm Hayes 2FM. I want the strangest, quirkiest question for the lads, or you can text us at 51552.
Or something you want to know or anything that's on your mind, and we can give you a comment on what's up.
Yeah. But stay where you are, guys, because I got to go to news now. It's 20
past
5.
All right, here we go, guys. Time for the news. 20 past 5. Here's the
news. Sports and traffic on 2FM.
A lot of questions coming in for John and Edward. If you've got a quirk, we're looking for a quirky question. Maybe something that you've always wanted to know, and hopefully the lads, which they always are so honest. Now, listen, do you know what's good? I'll tell you what's up.
Do you know something? I actually grew a beard the other day. I actually had a full-on beard.
You did not.
And I uploaded a beard on the internet, and people were like, whoa! Did not expect that, John. Yeah. I had a beard like your beard right now, like a little stubble.
Yeah, how long did that take?
I don't know. It took like about a week and a bit.
And Edward, did you grow one?
No, I'll never be seen with a beard.
We actually shaved our beards just for your show so we could look fresh and look that we made the effort just for you, Colm. What are you saying, Colm?
Thank you very much. It would be so weird to see you, John, in a beard and you without a beard. I'd never seen that. That's, you know. Then we can say John's the beardy one.
But do you want to know something funny, okay? I'll show you a picture, okay? This is crazy, okay? But anyway, okay, what I'll say, okay? But the funny thing is, okay? I had a full on beard. Yeah. But you know, I did just mess around. Okay, none of the fans know this. Okay, I got like this black. I bought not mascara,
shoe polish, something,
yeah. And put it around my beard to highlight the, you know, beard. Some of the bits of our hair are kind of white, and so my beard looked like crazy. So it's not as crazy as the picture that I uploaded. So all the fans know. Okay, I don't have a crazy hairy beard.
See, we're talking about hair again.
Yes.
Okay, because I want to talk about the album. You guys have written the album yourselves, more or less.
Basically, me and John, because you're in control of your own destiny when you write your own music. So we have a song called Ferocious, and that's all about being a go-getter, being down in the dumps, and fighting on. And then we got a song called Silent Raindrops. That's all about, like, people dying around the world, but no one ever sees it. And it's all, like, silent raindrops. And then
it's really great because you're able to, like, when you write your songs, you can you start out at a certain level and you just keep going at it the whole time. We're writing songs for, like, the last 2 years. Yeah. And then right now we're at a level where we're able to, like, showcase our songs at a certain standard of where we want them to be at as well. And, like, even learning to do, like, EDM and use Pro Tools and use Logic and, like, coming up with the riffs and, like...
Yeah, like, so, electronic dance music.
They all start on guitar and then, then it all just... goes from there, and you write the lyrics and everything. And
so is this like John and Edward? This is Edward maturing, isn't it? Is this what I'm seeing in front of me?
Totally, because we've been doing this for like the last 5 years, so it was about time we did it.
Calm. It's almost like a rebirth, because before everything was kind of we always had our own input, but then now we're actually doing it ourselves and we're actually progressing.
And we've made 12 of our own music videos as well, so that's like even like directing and film videos and editing and all that type of stuff. So it's like we didn't go to college, but we learned to went to college in real life, okay? So we didn't have to actually go physically
the
into college.
University of life.
The university of going into the real world.
The University of Jedward.
Yes. Yeah. But it's all good, it's all good.
And do you, as you write together, okay, so you're collaborating together, and I know you guys, I mean, I know you so many years now, but do you ever end up boxing the head off each other because you're going, John, you're going,
Colin, the other day, John just left the house and didn't tell anybody and went to the Killers concert in Belfast.
Yeah.
And didn't call anybody, and I was trying to get to the phone. I was like, I'd like to go, John.
I didn't make the cards. No, I had two credit cards. None of the credit cards are working. I had to go to the bank and lodge money onto the credit card to get money to work on the credit card to buy my tickets. I didn't make the concert, but I made the concert.
Yeah, but it's not a seating concert. It's a festival. So so someone at that concert was probably right beside John.
Oh, I'm just seeing the picture. Oh, wow. That's very cool. John with the beard, yeah? So somebody was sitting beside John.
No, but I wasn't there. Tell everybody, because I don't have a clue.
Leave him alone.
All I'm saying, Karma, is that like when it comes to writing the songs, it's all about coming with a good concept. So I come to Edward with a really good concept. Like, the last song that we wrote together was called American Pinup Queen, okay? It's about Katy Perry, okay? Yeah. Her being like an icon, being like, oh, really amazing. And that was like the latest song we wrote. And they were like just really cool songs, yeah.
But do you feel like he should have asked you along to the Killers gig?
Yeah. I was just left there. I'm a big fan of the Killers.
Yeah, it's okay. Next time when they come back.
Why did you not ask Edward to... I see, am I Dr. Phil here now for a minute? Why didn't you ask him to the Killers gig?
I don't know, because he wasn't ready. He didn't want to go.
I was ready.
No, you weren't, okay. No one's ready.
I'm sleeping and I see John leave. It's like, where's the credit card? I'm like...
I got a bus by myself all the way up to Belfast. Talk about crazy, Edward.
Okay,
I'm so normal.
And do you need time apart? I mean, not right now, obviously.
Well, I never knew we needed time apart, but John's like just does whatever he wants now.
I don't do any, what are you on about?
John.
No, I don't.
Crazy.
I don't. I went to the beach the other day in a wetsuit and I went into the water. It was freezing.
So, John, you're both free spirits.
Yes.
Who wrote Free Spirit?
We're both over in America in January and February recording the main chunk of the album. Yeah. And we saw this ice skater on TV. Her name's Gracie Gold.
Yeah.
And she was representing the US in ice skating. And then we saw her and we thought,
well, we got the concept of watching like a free spirit, like living your life, going out there, chasing your dreams, going for gold, being a free.
Because the thing about it is writing a good song is a lot of titles out there that no one ever uses, and Free Spirit's a really popular term. And no one's ever had a song called Free Spirit. So
you wanted a song that had like the music, complimented the words, everything came together, and it had like a good middle A, it went straight into the chorus. It was all like just felt like really, really good. It felt like just really, really nice to listen to.
Once it doesn't become confused with a bar that's giving away cheap vodka. Then you're okay.
A free soul.
Yeah. So that's a free black soul, lemon soul. What sort of fish?
Soul in your heart.
Here it is. Okay, I'm gonna play it. Here is Free Spirit from Jedward.
Here we go.
And we have a whole plethora of questions coming up after this. Here we go. It's Jedward, Free Spirit.
The radio right now, you are listening to RT2 FM with Colm Hayes.
Hey, I gotta say, the voice has changed there in the song. Is there an octave? Is it an octave down?
Because people don't realize that we can sing really deep, like
If opera. I rule the world.
Yeah.
Or you can say, I love to see you doing opera.
Like, she's got lips. It's like really high, really, yeah. really high. Okay.
She's got say, her lipstick on. Here I come.
We're gonna do a collaboration with Pavarotti sometime. But yeah, that's
he's
what we want to do.
Yeah.
I mean, Andrea Bocelli, okay? Yeah. One of those real deep singers. But yeah, that's what we want to do. We want to do a happy medium. So we could have gone and sang way higher. We just wanted to make it sound cooler by singing at like a kind of in-between level.
Listen, do you want to crack the Eurovision Song Contest again?
I'm going to crack it like an egg. I'm going to smash it and I go, pshoo. I'm going to cook it up with a yolk and hard-boiled.
Yeah.
Edward?
I really like Eurovision. I think me and John bring a lot of pride when Ireland see us on TV. Yeah. And like I think everyone got together and watched us. It's good when people know people on TV and they know us as people. So
it's all good. It's like everything we've done up to this point has made us who we are today, okay? So like you never know what's around the corner. You sort of keep going at it, keep making music, keep putting positive vibes out there. And you never know what would happen in a year, weeks, whatever. You never know what's on your journey.
So you'd never say no to the Eurovision again?
Never. Or to your officials, if you're listening, call us.
Calm Hayes, you need to get out there and play the piano and sing a song.
I can play very small chords on the piano.
Call him, okay? If you're a mentor, you better pick us.
Okay. Now, here we go. Here's some questions. Quick fire questions. It's the quick fire question.
Quick fire questions with Calm Hayes.
Quick fire. Yeah. Did you see X Factor on Saturday? Did you see the two girls that everyone says are like you except they're girls?
No. I haven't
seen them at all. Blonde Electric, they're called.
Our hair is really blonde.
Yeah.
We're going to start playing electric guitar.
And when you started, you were very electric. You calmed down
a
little bit.
I don't know. We're always electric.
We're always
fun.
No, I know. You calmed down a little bit.
Yeah. We're always fun.
No, you see me when I'm out with friends and stuff, I'm electric. I'm spectacular.
Ask Jedward if they were to bring anything from home with them on tour, just to have something with them while they're away. What is the one thing, John?
Calm Hayes.
Hey,
I bring our dog Blaze because she's like really good security dog.
I bring Edward just so I could have an opinion on things like should we go in the water? What do we do? How are we going to get off this island?
Yeah, well, you didn't bring him to the Killers gig, did you?
I know, but
sore point. Sorry to bring it up again. So you did actually get trapped in the tight. Some people thought that was a PR stunt.
It was scary. It was like this whole thing because I thought Donna Bate and everything led to Malahide, and then we end up in this all moshy land. And
I know it was like being in Lord of the Rings or something. It was just like being swallowed alive or something.
Okay, what was the scariest thing you ever done? Would you prefer free fall skydiving or deep sea diving?
I think free fall because you could just be falling for ages. You know, if you've seen the guy who's in space and he jumps from the moon in space all the way down to the earth, I do something like that, you'd probably feel.
Have you parachuted?
No, we haven't done anything.
I wouldn't risk my life. You think about like our fans going, what if something happened to John Edward? The world wouldn't be the same.
They'd be there to catch you. Okay. Here we go. Got Edward.
Where's John?
That's okay. He went to a Killers gig.
He paraglided off in his own direction.
Okay, where do you see yourselves in 5 years from now?
5 years from now, having an amazing catalogue of music all wrote by and produced by us.
Colin, we need to get a house. We're like homeless right now.
Yeah, I see us having...
We're like in one family members this night, another family that night. We're like, we need to buy a house somewhere.
I see us having maybe one or two new dogs. A lot of things. I'll keep everyone's
mind. And when you live together, will you guys have to be together?
Yeah.
Forever?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I was thinking of...
Except when the Killers are playing.
Yes.
Sorry, I mentioned that again.
Let's not talk about the Killers, okay? We've got concerts coming up as well.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
We have our first concert on the 24th of October
in the Olympia Theatre.
Yeah. Okay. Seriously, our concert is insane, okay? We're banging through the songs like No Tomorrow. We've seen like 30 songs. Talk about insane.
And then we're in Drogheda, DLT, on the 26th of October.
And what are our concerts?
And then we're in Castlebar on the 27th of October. That's three concerts for our fans.
Don't really interest them at Castlebar.
26, 27, that's busy.
That was our very first concert when we were in Ireland. We came straight from the X Factor.
We played over 200 shows in the Olympia Theatre, okay? We're totally all over that, okay? It's insane. So we can't wait to do that show.
But anyway, our first show was in Castlebar in Mayo, so that's like a really important show for us because our fans, that was the first time they saw us live.
And what about this? Okay, this is a good question. Final question for you. What makes you smile the most, John? What's the one thing that makes you smile?
What makes me smile the most is when you get letters from your fans in the mail and they say, oh, how you changed their life and how you inspired them, and thanks to you, they are the way they are today. And when you see fan mail and stuff like that, and even pets, animals,
that's what makes me happy as well. When you see like these fans you first meet and they're all shy and really insecure, and then like 2 years later they're like all
makes me smile. Yeah. Even when you're in concerts and stuff, that people can let go and release like whatever their serious side, and they can just have
and a you guys talk to your fans a lot, even on social media, on Twitter. How many people have you got following you on Twitter?
We have over 700,000 real followers.
Yeah.
But it's all good.
But now with China, YouTube, you could hit a billion.
Yes, and on YouTube, it's like insane. Like,
No. Twitter's banned over there. Okay. So I don't know how they found us. And they don't have Facebook either.
I think the government over there have actually come and got us, and they actually said, do we need you out in our country?
Yeah, because you're not allowed, because I think we're like the perfect pop act that don't do anything bad.
Okay, no nasty, no twerking.
No
twerking at all.
I was actually thinking of learning to twerk. I was like, I don't have no motion down there to do it. I don't know where it comes from.
Yeah, have you seen Taylor Swift's new music video?
Yeah.
It's such a totally different, she's not even doing country, she's doing pop now.
I know, and it's all movement of the buttock muscles. That's really what it is. You don't need to go there.
The muscles I've never used in my life.
Yeah, you don't need to go there. Okay, listen, great to see you again, lads. Just to mention, Olympia, 24th of October, Drogheda, 26th of October, Royal Castle in Castlebar, in Castlebar, 27th of October, and I like the person who asked, would you ever free fall and go parachuting? So we want them the tickets.
Let's give her tickets.
Let's give you the tickets. See you at the concert the 24th of October.
Good to see you again, guys.
Thanks, Colm.
We will talk again. John and Edward, Jedward, thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Colm Hayes. Woo!